Welcome to the Washington Defender Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and we're at the Roanoke Conference here in Ocean Shores, Washington. And we're just interviewing people off the street, saying, what's their passion? So I just have Jennifer with me today and wanted you to introduce yourself and tell me what you're passionate about.
Yeah, so my name is Jennifer Healy. I'm the 28th Legislative District Republican Committee Chair, and I'm just super passionate about informing voters, getting them involved, helping them understand the importance of local politics and engaging in their communities.
That is cool. So when you think about local politics and engaging, what are you seeing in the 28th? Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember the number, 28th Legislative District. Are you seeing red win, blue win, green win, yellow win? What are you seeing?
I am seeing a lot of blue.
Yeah.
And we've done quite a bit of doorbelling. We did for this last election cycle, and either that or just low voter turnout.
Okay.
And not a lot of engagement,
right?
Honestly.
Yeah. So what location of the state is that?
So that's University Place, Lakewood, okay. DuPont, Anderson Island, Faircrest. So yeah. Western Washington, Tacoma area,
kind of. That's mm-hmm. cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you hit on something very important. It's like one of the foundations of our country is the fact that it's for the people to let their voice be heard. And so mm-hmm. if they don't do that, then we end up with different leaders and policies that maybe don't reflect our values.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And specifically Christians too. I know that that there's a real tentativeness about, churches getting involved. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, we have all of these people that don't have biblical values that are driving policy, and that's impacting all of our way of life, in a more worldly way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because people say don't get involved, but yet Jesus came to this earth, right? And he said, be salt and light to the earth. And so when we think about that, the very preserving factor of this earth are Christians, people who believe in Christ. And so we did some research at Family Policy, and 1.3 million Christians in the state of Washington alone did not participate in the process across the whole state. 1.3. 500,000 of those are registered to vote but never voted. 700,000 of those aren't even registered to vote. And so when we look at those types of numbers, we begin to see both in your legislative district and across the board, we begin to see like it's our silence and lack of understanding of the process that is allowing these bad policies to come forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're an attack on the, Christianity, our way of life, how Jesus calls us to live. And so it just couldn't be more of a lie,
right,
that we shouldn't be involved in politics.
Yeah. And I don't think any of us as Christians are saying, hey, let's shove our morality down people's throat. We're not saying that. We're not saying that. What we are saying is, hey, if we have a mechanism to allow good laws that loves our neighbor, we should mm-hmm. we should stand for that. We should steward that well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, that's really good. So on your, what are some of the things of your needs for your legislative district?
People. We need people. We have 22 active precinct committee officers, mm-hmm. and we have around 101 precincts. And so just getting more folks involved, engaged in their precincts, or even volunteers, just people that can help when we do have good candidates to support them, help get their messaging out and things like that.
Yeah. So this is a great example of where local politics come in, where we can really change how our school systems work, like our school board races. Oftentimes, those races are only determined by 100, 200, 300 votes. It's very, very small discrepancy between who wins and who loses. Is that mm-hmm. what you're seeing there as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, I helped a school board candidate, not this last election cycle, but the cycle before, and it was very challenging. I mean, just being able to get her messaging out, kind of cutting through some of the just the messaging, that's out there. Mm-hmm. It does feel like, the liberals have co-opted the messaging, and they've really kind of given conservatives a bad name. So we're fighting against that all of the time. And so I think that race, it was actually Twyna Nobles, our senator, who's mm-hmm. also a sitting school board member in University Place School District. Mm-hmm. It was her against my friend, mm-hmm. Linda. And it was just a real uphill battle, you know. I think it was a pretty big loss for us. It wasn't a close race, but Twyna had name recognition and right. the fact that she's a senator. And so, yeah, it was challenging.
I know she shares my last name, except I think she has an S. Oh, I'm Noble and she's Nobles, yes. right? I think so. She has an yes. S. But anyways, yeah. I've prayed for her often, just that God would give her wisdom and discernment, you know, that right. as she makes decisions and she leads.
Yeah.
So one of the things when we look at our local races, I think what you said is just stepping up and letting everyone see. And this is, it's a long game. Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of people who maybe at the precinct level or what have you, they think of it as a short game. Like, right. I could just do this one time. And then when it doesn't turn out the way they thought, they're discouraged and disheartened to go home.
Right, yeah, right. It's no, game. It's so true. Just even, you know, talking to people and planting seeds and not worrying so much about the outcome, but just like you're saying, the long term, you know, the layering effect and being that one person that just shares one little thing that maybe triggers some, you know, a thought in someone, and then they maybe, you know, hear from someone else or whatever, you know, right. but that whole idea of just going out there and doing the work and not focusing so much on the results, but just doing what God calls us to do.
Yeah, so. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Well, any closing remarks, and then we'll be all done wrapping things up?
No, I love what Family Policy Institute of Washington is doing, and I'm so happy I hope that I'll be able to come alongside, yeah. you know, and learn from you all about how to engage more Christians and in our communities. It's so important.
Well, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you so much.
All right, let me do my outro here. If you haven't downloaded that Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to do that. You can go to the Google Play or Apple App Store, download Washington Defender, where we learn together, we huddle together, and we activate together. So let's go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.